Our Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves before you this morning. We thank you for the new life that you've given to this morning to each and every one of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your provision, your love, your grace, your mercy to each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, that you died on the cross of Calvary to save our sin. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Lead us today. Open our hearts, Lord, our mind, that we may understand your word. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen. Wow. It's really great this morning. There's a lot of people. I'm really happy, you know, to see people. I love people. I love people. You know. The title today's message, Real Love. It means the true love from God. Love is not a four letters word. It is spelled commitment. Agape. Love is something you do. God loved us by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to come to this earth and die for our sin on the cross. Love is something God did. It demonstrates his commitment to the lost world. Agape demands exercise of the world person in which we seek the highest good in other people, including those who we find it difficult to naturally love. This kind of love will transform your marriage and your family. Let us open our Bible in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 to 13. So if you have a Bible, you can open your Bible. So if you don't have a Bible, you can see on the screen. And I would like to read this scripture very, very slowly. And I would like you to meditate every single word of this scripture. If you eat the food, first you do to chew the food before you swallow it. I would like you to chew it before you swallow it. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are thanks, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The real love from Christ. Let us see both negative and positive characteristics of love from verse 4 to verse 13. Okay, let us see first the negative characteristic of love in verse 4. Number one, love is not jealous. It is not perverse, boiling in envy and jealousy. Envy, jealousy, and character assassination are destructive to our family. You will not believe the celebrity mentality that goes on even in churches and among preachers. We live in a day when bigger is better. The winner is the one who ends the game of life with the most toys and is the envy of his peers. The tragedy is we miss the eternal purpose of God in our lives. And our families are destroyed in the process. Number two, love does not brag. True love does not put on a self parade. Jesus did not parade himself or put on a show. Love does not talk a lot and act presumptuously. Our Lord humbled himself and became obedient, even to the point of death on the cross. Number two, love is not arrogant. It is not puffed up. Like a big, oversized advertising balloon. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, now about food sacrificed to idol, we know that we all possess knowledge. Knowledge poops up. Pops up. Sorry. But love builds up. James chapter 4, verse 6, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8 is the most beautiful picture of humility. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to grasp, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as man, be humble himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. So number four, love does not act unbecomingly or rude. It is not indecent. It does not act shamefully. You would have never heard a dirty joke or a horror story from the lips of Jesus. He never made a woman or even a man blush. The missionary David Livingstone said, the Lord Jesus was perfect gentleman. His perfect gentleman, Jesus. So number five, love does not seek its own. It is not possessive. God's love is unselfish. A possessive parent will destroy a home. So number six, take notes. Love is not provoked. Love does not yield to irritation or sharpness of spirit. It is not touchy. Our original word means to irritate, promote to anger, to be irritable or touchy. This touchiness is caused by selfishness. Our Lord had no need to be irritable about someone else's toys. He had this priority straight. And he stated his philosophy clearly in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you as well. Number seven, love does not take into account of wrong suffered. It thinks no evil. Love does not record wrongs and does not keep account of people's transgressions. Love does not keep ledger of evil done. It does not keep a notebook diary of evil done to it. It does not throw the whole kitchen sink at the other person when discussing problems. Love bears no malice. It does not store up resentments toward people. While dying on the cross, Jesus prayed for those who were responsible for crucifying him. He prayed over and over again. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Forgiveness means that we wipe the record clean and never hold things against people. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun down while you are still angry. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Do you have a perfect memory when you think about wrongs done to you? Do you have a good forgetter and poor recalls when you try to recall wrongs people have done? Just think about it. Number 8. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. Love is never glad when others go wrong. Jesus stood overlooking of the city of Jerusalem a few days before his death on the cross. And he wept over the city. He knew the city would be destroyed by the Romans in AD 70. He cried. In Matthew chapter 23, 37 BC, "Oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." His love did not rejoice when judgment came. He cried, Jesus cried. How often do we fall our knees and weep over the sins of those who do us wrong? Number 9. Love never fails. It is eternal. It never comes to an end. Amen. Okay, next, let us see the positive characteristic of love. We go again to the book, to verse 4. Love is patient. Patience is to be long-suffering. It is the capacity to be wronged and not retaliate. Trent said, it is a long holding out of the mind before it gives into action or passion. It will remain steadfast and not give in. Peter asked Jesus, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. It takes a long time before becoming irritated and breaking into flames. Paul's emphasis is on the continually and habitual state of patience. That is love in action. So number 2, love is kind. This is the person who demonstrates gracious, healthy, wholesome service to others. It is a disposition that acts with kindness. In Romans chapter 12, verse 10, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. We see the kindness of Jesus when he felt compassion for the multitude and healed every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. That is love, kind. Love rejoices with the truth. Love does not rejoice in a fraud or cover up regardless of whose side you are on. It rejoices in the truth, regardless of whose pride is at stake, or if something you value very much. We live in a day that admonishes don't hurt anybody's feelings, instead of rejoicing with the truth. We put carnal feelings ahead of truth. In our day, we are encouraged, almost demanded, to be tolerant and go by personal biases. Instead of rejoicing with the truth, this is a day in which it's wrong to side with truth. Love rejoices with the truth. Number 4, the positive characteristic. Love bears all things. Love covers like the protection of a roof and endures. It has the ability to weather the storm of life. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, reminds us that above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over all multitude of sins. Love patiently and silently endures persecution. We see it incarnate in the life of Jesus as he stood before Pilate and Herod in Matthew chapter 27, verse 14. But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amaze of government. Love believes all things. We are admonished to remain steadfast in the face of unpleasant situation in life. You don't have to be suspicious, and question everyone. Try to see things in the best light. Don't be gullible, but do have faith in man. Love hopes all things. It perseveres and does not easily give up, even on the hopeless. It does not despair because it is optimistic. Okay, number 7. Are you here? Are you there? Okay. Love endures all things. It is dependable. It never fails. It bears up patiently and survives everything. Jesus endured the cross, despising its shame, and remained faithfully to the Father's will. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23, when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him to judge justly. Number 8, love abide. What was true of Christ is love towards his disciples. It is true of his love now. It's abide. And for the last one, yay! Love is the greatest. Love is the greatest. It is an attribute of God. Amen. Please do continue. Love is something God does. 1 John 4:10. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an anointing sacrifice of our sin. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ seeks to live his life through through us. 1 John 4:7 and 8. Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So before I close my message, I would like to tell a short real story about the dog. Probably most of you, you know this story. Hachi. You know, the story of Hachi? Yeah? Okay. The dog Akita breeds, they call. This name is Hachi. The dog was born on November 10, 1923, and died March 8, 1935. The dog came to Tokyo with his master, Hedesaburo Ueno, a professor at the University of Tokyo. The dog Hachi would follow his master every morning from his home up to Shibuya Station and wait for his master return in the evening. May 1925, the professor suffered a fatal heart stroke at work and was never to return to the waiting Hachi. But the dog Hachi is waiting faithfully for his master at the train station every evening after his master dead for 11 years. We can see in this story the love, even the dog, he knows his master. His faithfulness to his master. He is waiting every night for the coming of his master. Until he died, waiting, patiently. Love for his master. We can wait our master patiently until we die. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Before I close before we go to the conclusion, I would like to share this song to you. So, it's a very nice message. So just listen to the message. You know me very well, more than I know myself. You know the frailness of my brain. And still you show your love in measure deep and wide. The kindness of a king will say, lead me, O Lord, toward the cross. I give myself to you, that I may know you more. Your love of my life, you're the arms open wide. I know your presence is here in this place. Lord, I surrender all that I am to the love of my life. Knowing my heart would fail, you made a way for me. You died to set his captive free. In this you've shown your love within my darkness heart. That's why my prayer will always be, lead me, O Lord, toward the cross. I give myself to you,
that I may know you more. You're the love of my life. You're the arms open wide. I know your presence is here in this place. Lord, I surrender all that I am to the love of my life.
Therefore, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And second, it is like, love your neighbor as yourself. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the infinite love that you've given to each one of us. We ask you, Holy Spirit, Lord, now to touch every people here in this time. Bless them, O Lord. Help them to love. Help us, Lord, to love one another deeply in our heart. Thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross of Calvary to save our sin. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
ありがとうございました。